Bob Bertog's the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. Mr. Bertog, how are you today?
Doing well, John. How are you this week?
Pretty good. Have you guys been busy lately?
Yes, super busy. This nice weather has been a big boost for some phone calls. But I did have an interesting phone call last week after the show, which I'm hoping he might call in again. He didn't get on the air, but he said his neighbor is poisoning his trees. I'm just curious of the story. It's got to be a good one.
Oh.
I tried to call him back, but his voicemail was full. The mailbox was full.
Oh, darn. So that is what counts as intrigue and drama in the landscaping world.
Yes.
What are some good tips to poisoning a neighbor's tree, Bob?
It's probably that same guy that wants to kill his neighbor's cottonwood is still on the air, so I'm not going to say.
I was just going to say, if the neighbor's roots are in your under your grass, and they may well be, trees are big. Is the tree root do the roots spread out as far as the tree is tall?
It's not as tall, but as wide. Usually the canopy it's almost like a mirror underground. The root will be about the same dimension as the diameter of the tree canopy.
I got it. I was watering some of our trees. You were telling us to water our trees, and we have a couple that are just a couple of years old now. And it just felt weird putting the drip hose in the lawn that was that far away from the trunk of the tree. I still wanted to just go right there by the trunk. But I know you've told us the roots are picking up water at the end of the roots, so you've got to sort of measure out the canopy and drop the hose there. And then because it's been so dry lately, I got out a spade and I just kind of dug some slits into the dirt, into the grass, so that the water would more easily penetrate. That's pretty smart of me, don't you think,
yep,
Bob?
That was very smart, and a lot of people use a root feeder as well, which is just a basic probe, and at the bottom of it has the exit holes for the water. You put that in the ground about a foot, and again, they'll put it on a trickle. You don't want to just try and blast it so it's, you know, washing away all the dirt away from the roots.
Yeah. What other wisdom or what other tips or pieces of wisdom do you have for folks right now?
Well, you should be putting down this week or starting this week or next week, you can start your final fertilization for the season. And then once this, they're talking about high 70s again toward the end of the week, but mm-hmm. after that, I don't see any high temperatures again. And before the end of the year, if we've been mowing the grass at 3 inches all summer, we want to start tapering that down so we're at 2 inches by the end of November. But you don't want to do it all at once. So maybe, you know, take another quarter inch off once it cools off, and then another quarter inch the following week. You just keep going until you're down to 2 inches. It's going to keep diseases from coming in over the winter.
So I've got these spots of dead grass, like crabgrass or something. So I've got some lawn, some green weeds, but then I've got areas where I just have these dead balls of spidery, weedy things. So I want to pull those out, and then I just want to put some grass seed in there. Can I do that, Bob?
You can, but that window's closing. Again, the weather's been really favorable for seeding. So, again, looking at the temperatures and the rain, you've still got another week or so to do it. But after that, you got to be aware that it is October. We can get a frost in October, and if the seedlings are if they just germinate and they're real tender, a hard frost will kill them. So if you're going to do it this weekend.
All right. Well, I'll have Brenda do it this afternoon. Hey, Bobby boy, it says here, what is the best time to overseed, before or after power raking and aerating?
Well, for starters, I wouldn't recommend power raking unless you can identify if you have more than a half an inch of thatch. Then that's a problem. But power raking is actually, it exposes the crown of the plant, and then that, you know, that's just not healthy for the grass. Again, if you have excess thatch and it's a problem, then yes, power rake. But don't do it just as a normal procedure. I would recommend core aeration over power raking any day of the week.
Okay,
the best time to do it.
Go ahead.
Was starting at Labor Day. That's the best window. Starting the day after Labor Day.
Well, it's not closed, is it?
It's closing by October 15th. You could still core, but the seeding, I'd probably say put that off until after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, seeding after Thanksgiving?
Yes, it's a process called dormant overseeding. After you've had a hard freeze or a frost,
really,
and you know the temperatures aren't going to get back up,
yeah,
if the soil temperatures aren't 50 degrees, the seed's not going to germinate. And so if you have some cold weather, it's called a dormant overseed, so it'll sit there all winter, and then in the spring, you'll have the early spring rains or the melting of snow, germinate in the spring.
That grass seed will last all winter long?
Yes.
Wow, I kind of like that. That's a groovy idea. All right, so, but you know, the other thing about that power raking is I think some of us like to just get in there and give it a good cleaning, pull all of that stuff up and bag it up or throw it out in the street, but I think that looks pretty clean and spiffy. You're recommending against that, huh?
Right. Well, do you use a blanket when you sweep? It's kind of like you're asking the grass to take the winter
off. I don't think that's any of your business, sir.
None of my know. But, you know, but the thatch acts as a blanket for the crown of the plant. So if you expose it, you're basically making it vulnerable to diseases and insects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as am I. Okay, 312-981-7200. You've got a question for Bob Bertog. Here's your chance, 312-981-7200. Call or text WGN. All our phone lines are ringing because we are wildly popular here at WGN. When Bob Bertog is on, president of the Bertog Landscape Company. You ready to take more questions, Mr. Bertog?
Yes, I am.
We'll start with Bill. You're on WGN Radio. Bill, what can we do for you?
Hi, Bob. I have two quick ones. One, Rose of Sharon have finished blooming, petals have fallen. Is now the time to prune?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Or you can, wait till the winter if you want to.
Okay. And then is now the time to treat Creeping Charlie, and what do I treat it with?
Creeping Charlie is best treated in the spring when it's flowering, but you can put down a selective herbicide now. It'll stunt it, but it's probably going to still survive the winter. Yeah. I'll just be ready to get it when it's got the purple flowers in the spring.
Really? Wait until it's actually grown and has purple flowers coming in and then go after it?
That's when the herbicides are most effective, when the plants are actively growing and they're spending all their energy to put the flowers out. And yeah, then if you hit it with a herbicide, now you're saying, now the plant's
right,
saying, oh, great.
Right. Yeah, but I'm mad at it now. I'm angry now. I want to hurt it now.
Can stunt it now, but it's probably going to survive the winter.
Good luck to you, Bill. Linda, you're on WGN with Bob Bertog.
Good afternoon. Thank you so very much for taking my call. I need help with my backyard. It's just awful. After years of working on it and treating it well, because the last couple of years I've been taking care of my mother and I couldn't really take care of my yard, I want to get rid of it. It has just beat me up and the bishop weed has taken over. What can I do to kill all of it, please?
You can spray everything with a non-selective herbicide and it'll kill everything. And then you can go back and put in either new grass or new landscaping or whatever you desire.
There's a product called Roundup, and there's versions of it, but if you just get some Roundup and spray it all around, that will knock it down, right, Bob?
Correct.
And do you do that now, kill it all now, and then start again in the spring? What would you do, Bob?
Again, plants are more vulnerable to herbicides when they're actively growing, so if it's still growing, it will kill it, but again, if some of the ones are already on their decline for the summer and they're dying back for the season, they may make it through the winter.
Right, so you may do that now, and then lo and behold, they pop up again in the spring. So
right, then you hit it again.
So remember Roundup, Linda, and that'll round everything up. Hey, Bob Bertog, should I keep watering my hostas and shrubs?
Shrubs, yes. Hosta, not necessary, because they're all dying back for the season.
You're cutting them back now, aren't you, Bob?
Well, I'd like to let them die back first for a couple more weeks, but yeah, you can start cutting them back. When they start looking really crummy and like crispy, then yeah, go ahead and cut them.
They don't look like they're enjoying it right now in my yard, I'll be honest with you. Hey, Bob Bertog, I compost regularly. What is compost good for? Why am I doing this?
It's sustainable. You're doing what's good for the environment, so you're not filling up landfills with all your waste. But it's puts nutrients back in the soil, so you use it as a fertilizer. You can use it to protect the base of the plants. Perennials love compost.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's organic matter, right? It'll break down?
Right.
Yes. Hey, King John, grass seed down 1 week with watering. How long do I need to keep this up? So this is somebody who a week ago put some grass seed in. They've been watering. How long do they need to keep watering?
It's through the end of the season, through good hard freeze, and then if we have indigenous person summer, you might have to still water it even more.
Okay, well, lucky you. If it lasts that long, all the better the chances it'll be there in the spring, right?
Yes.
What's the best time to split sedum?
To divide sedum?
Yeah.
Oh, you could do that now or in the spring.
Yeah, okay. John, please ask Bob Bertog how to get rid of trumpet creeper. It's evil, says 630.
Same thing, non-selective herbicide, but that stuff's nasty. It gets in all your desirable plants. So you want to go back and do that wicking method that we talked about where you use the glove.
Put a glove, wick the glove with the killer, and then gently massage that weed.
Yeah.
Says Bob Bertog. Yep. Okay, what about Lisa over on line 3? Lisa, what can we do for you? You're on the air.
Hi, John. Hi, Bob.
Hey.
Don't worry, I'm mad at the Creeping Charlie also. Very angry at it,
yes.
But I'm going to wait till next year to get
yes.
it.
Yes.
Question, I'm going to do that seeding for over winter. What temperature does it have to exactly be where it's not going to die?
Well, if you wait until after Thanksgiving, typically the window is closed for seeds to germinate because the ground is usually by that time of year, the ground is below 50 degrees or at least
okay.
low 50s where the seed won't germinate.
It's weird.
Okay.
You're almost imagining a scenario where if I plant the grass seed, it won't grow. And and that would be post Thanksgiving when it's real cold outside.
Okay.
Right.
And then next year it comes up in the spring.
Yep.
You'll still have to cover with your topsoil compost mix, though, too.
Oh, okay.
Don't just throw grass seed down, and you're not going to get results.
Yeah, okay. Good advice. Good question. Thank you, Lisa. Hey, Joe, you're on WGN with Bob Bertog. What can we do for you?
Thank you. I have a real mole problem, and I wondered if there's something I can put on the lawn to discourage them. I don't want to use poison because of my dogs.
And you're talking about moles, right? You've got what do you have? Those little tunnels that are
everywhere.
Yeah. What about that, Bob?
If you're not going to put the chemical down on the ground, maybe I would call an exterminator. Maybe they can put out those bait traps that you see like outside industrial buildings or restaurants. And you know, I'm not sure what poison they're putting in there, but hopefully your dog wouldn't get into the trap and just have a bait.
We've got those bait traps around the house, and I think they just laugh at them. I mean, it doesn't work.
Well, what's the deal with poison? I mean, what's the product you would put in there that would discourage or kill the moles, Bob?
I'm not an exterminator. I don't know what the active ingredients are in the products that they use, but I do know that they do say to keep it away from dogs and cats, so it's got to be something lethal, I'd imagine. But I know maybe you can try using the malorganite that we've talked about, and it's an odor deterrent. That might keep them away. But I don't know, voles and moles and mice, they don't seem to care about much.
Yeah, no kidding.
No.
Garden hose isn't doing the trick for you, huh, Joe?
No. It's like a Caddyshack. They're absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, good luck to you. And if I get any other advice, I'll let you know. But, yeah, you may need to call in a different professional. Eileen, you're on WGN. How can we help you, Eileen? You're on the air.
Hi, thanks so much. We've lived here 35-plus years. My husband's very anal regarding his lawn. This morning we looked out in the yard, and it looked like there was an angry person who went into one section of the lawn with a golf club and just did, like, these divots.
Yep.
I mean, they're all over this one whole corner, and we have no idea. My husband at first thought rabbits or possum, but what is it? What could it have been?
I got this one, Bob. I think you've got slugs in the slugs. Is that what they are? What are those?
No. Grubs.
Grubs. You got grubs.
Sounds like slugs.
And you've got grubs, and skunks are coming in. They're just digging them out.
But how would I know if I have grubs? It's never been an issue before.
Get a spade out, and I want you to just dig a little hole in there. And if you've got them, you'll see them.
Right.
What do they look like?
If you can lift the grass up like it's just a piece of carpet, and then you'll see them just underneath there. They're small. They're white. They're C-shaped. They're like curled over.
Yeah.
About an inch and a half long.
About an inch and a half long, thick, white, little, half-moon-shaped thing. Looks like it's just sleeping there, wouldn't hurt a soul. And the bug, the critters, the skunks love them.
Yep, and that's it's the skunks and the raccoons that are doing the damage,
yeah.
Not so much the grubs.
And they're tearing up my yard, too. I mean, the mulch, I don't know how they got on my mulch, or maybe they're under the mulch, but they just tear it up. I see that every morning, Eileen.
Really? So how do we get rid of them, then?
I don't know. That's for Bob. That's Bob's problem.
You have to put down an insecticide, a fast-acting one. It's under a bunch of different names, but Dilox is probably the most common, and then you have to water it in. And usually the grubs will be dead within 24 to 36 hours.
And can you do that now, Bob, or is this one of those things you got to wait until the spring?
No, I would do it now. Grubs are really active still, especially with the last punch of warm weather that we've had.
Really? So, I mean, obviously they are, or at least the squirrels and the raccoons seem to realize that. So you put that down now just right on top of the lawn, like just coarse dress the whole lawn?
Yep, and then just water it in. If you don't water it in, it won't get to the grubs.
And what do we call that product, Bob?
Dilox.
Dilox.
Is it safe for dogs?
Once you water it in, yeah, you should be fine.
Okay, and will they come back next year?
Most likely, yes. Because some of them will survive.
Okay, thanks so much.
Some will survive the insecticide, and they will overwinter.
So maybe you'll do this again next year. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. If you have them now, definitely plan on preventative next year.
That's Bob Bertog. He's the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling, and he helps us out every Wednesday about this time. Bobby, will you do it next week?
I'll be here.
Thank you, sir.